Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Julie.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Jim.
Risa.
Are you there?
I'm here.
How
I'm
are
here.
You?
That's what happens when you're talking to a muted phone.
Uh-huh. I didn't know.
Well, good morning, Risa. Are you just coming back from one of your many travels, or have you been kicking back a little bit this week?
Oh, no, I haven't been traveling anywhere, although I think I'm going to go somewhere at the end of the month. So
well, got to get out once
busy.
In a while.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Risa, everybody's making their plans. Summertime's coming, so, you know, everybody's getting ready to do something somewhere. Of course,
absolutely.
Some of us are happy where we're at. Don't have to go anywhere, right?
It's vacation time. It's vacation time.
It sure seems to come up fast, doesn't it?
No, not fast enough for me. I'm always ready to take a vacation.
You know, it's interesting.
That brings us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time already.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, Jim, what's your hot topic this week?
Well, Risa, you know, a lot going on in the news and politics. You know, we all know by now that Trump cleaned the House, and he's the Republican nominee. And as far as Hillary and Bernie going, well, Hillary's up to 2,354 delegates to Bernie's 1,561, and Bernie's hoping on the, on the superdelegates, but Hillary's sitting in there with 500 more, and, Hillary took Puerto Rico, so that put her ahead even more so, and now they're counting on California to even give a bigger boost, but, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle for Bernie. June 7th, Super Tuesday, guys, do your homework, it's coming up tomorrow, and, we got... Well, the GOP leaders are a little anxious about Trump because he mentioned the judge and the case for his college. He's saying he's a little biased. But, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, 77% voted against pay increases of low income, wanting to raise pay $2,500 per month over a period of time, $15 an hour in L.A. The problem with this is I'm totally for it. They should make more money. But, see, here's the issue. The employers will come back with, well, they're either going to cut back the hours or they're going to move out of the area. And, you know, we all have seen on the air, Muhammad Ali, formerly Cassius Clay, died at 74, suffering from Parkinson's over the years, and he finally gave him a septic shock. Amazing life, and I remember the fights. Not that I was there by the ring, but I remember watching live. He received awards from President Clinton, George Bush, won the gold medal at the Olympics, took the heavyweight championship three times. I saw the fight, and, he took it from Sonny Liston, and Sonny was a pretty tough contender, but Ali beat him to win his first world heavyweight title. And then he fought Frazier. He took a loss to Frazier, but he came back to defeat him, and Frazier's people almost threw in the towel. Because he was losing so bad. And George Foreman, who defeated Frazier and everyone else that stood in front of him, he was a giant. And Ali won against him to really prove himself because he defeated Foreman. And he'll be laid to rest in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday. And they're figuring there may be 20,000 people to attend, including a eulogy from Bill Clinton. The parents of the boy who fell in with the, or, you know, made his way in with the guerrillas may be facing criminal charges. A little boy managed to get in with the large, there was a large gorilla there. It was called Silverback. It was one of their largest attractions. It had to be put down because of the safety of the child. The boy is safe. And Iraqi forces advanced in Fallujah to defeat ISIS and the terror group. is using, in desperation, they're grabbing civilians to use as human shields. So that's unrolling as we speak here.
My goodness.
And China meet.
Well, Jim, you have covered all of the hot topics.
One more. The U.S.
You've
and China.
Everything.
This is for stocks. They're talking, and the U.S. is accusing China of manufacturing cheap steel and uneven trade balance. Now, all this kind of stuff will affect the market, you know. And if you travel, Reefa, be careful around Florida because there you got the hurricane is coming. Collins, what was it called? Tropical Storm Collins is coming and taking aim at Florida. So be careful if you travel in that because we got 60-mile-an-hour winds heading up the coast over there. And
well,
you know,
like I said, Jim, you have covered all the hot topics. We are way over hot topic time.
I'm trying to get in there and keep it all.
You're way over. But I just wanted to say quickly regarding Muhammad Ali. I had the privilege of working with him a couple of times, and he was really just one of the sweetest men on this earth, and he will definitely be missed. And that takes us up to our first commercial.
And it's commercial time on Easy Way Broadcasting with Jim and Reefa live at this moment. And Reefa,
I guess so. Our commercial has disappeared.
Everybody's giving you prompts on your latest and greatest with all the tips you give with the tech issues because, you know, a lot of the boomers are lost in that field, but they're gaining knowledge in this, and it's really making a difference. They say it's making a difference with sales overall. And that's, we talked about the market. That's another thing that affects the market. But it's a new age coming, Reef. It's a new, or is it already here? It's not coming. It's already here with these apps and everything, you know. But,
yeah, absolutely.
I
don't know where our commercial went. So since I didn't get to talk about any hot topics, I'll just chime in also with the vote, California. Tomorrow, California, we vote June 7th. Yep. For those of you that are in the 54th Assembly
District.
I am on the ballot. I'm on the ballot for a central committee. So if you are voting tomorrow in the 54th District, look for my name. Reefa, my legal name is on the ballot. Reefa Simon for a central committee
for
the 54th Assembly District. So vote for me. And a lot of people don't know what the County Central Committee is. And actually, it's the grassroots part of the party. And what mm-hmm. the Central Committee does is actually seek out candidates and help in volunteer efforts to elect people of their party. So all the different parties have, the Republican and the Democrat Party have central committees. So depending on which party you're registered with, you can vote for people on your central committee every 4 years. It's a four-year term.
Interesting.
And
so
pretty much
vote
we get
Reefa.
Elected. We get elected to be volunteers.
And Reefa, I want to see your movies. So you got to let me know when they're playing, where they're playing, because, you know, I'm a sci-fi person.
Well, I've got one up. It's on video on demand called Restoration. It's a horror movie. It's
mm-hmm.
it's one of those kind of thriller type horror movies. So it's pretty scary. I'm working tomorrow. Oh, I probably can't say what I'm working on, but I am working on something tomorrow.
And we got Greg Ratz running for Congress out here in Orange County, so don't forget that. And Greg, so I'm always bragging about Greg, Top Gun fighter. Now, Reefa, I asked you before, does that give you, you know, you do these spooky movies and see all these, you know, all the makeup and everything. Does that ever give you bad dreams, you know, when you think about this?
I have bad dreams without the aid of working on scary movies. So I don't know if I can directly tie it to it. I do have nightmares. But, yeah, it's kind of frightening. Some of it looks pretty realistically. I did the one that was a virtual reality one called Killer Deal, and it can only be viewed on the glasses, so I don't know, you know, where people can actually see it. But I actually was screaming in Killer Deal because the virtual reality horror is just frightening. It really is frightening. It's
amazing.
It's changing.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. We do it the easy way, and it's not easy for Eric what he put together, but it makes it easy and profitable for other people. And, Retha, we have a couple guests. I'm not sure if they're on. I don't have the light, but we'll be informed. Jesse Kahn should be coming on. We got Caleb and Valerie Tucker maybe coming up. It'll be an interesting day. So we'll get a heads up when that happens. And, Retha.
Yes.
Are you a basketball fan? Because, you know, we got an exciting thing going on with the Warriors and the Cavaliers. You know, you've heard about
that. I didn't even know that they were in the finals. I didn't even know there were playoffs. Once Kobe retired, I didn't know what was going on.
You're a basketball player. Breaker. Warriors finished first place in the Pacific Division, and the Cavaliers finished first place in the Central Division. They're battling each other. And,
oh, my. Now I hear other voices on the phone. Our guest here.
Hello, Retha.
This is Caleb.
Caleb.
This is Valerie.
This is Jesse.
All right, Caleb and Valerie, thanks for coming on, guys. Know you're very, very, very busy. And we got Retha. You know Retha?
Yes,
Gray.
I do. I did the show. I remember doing your show, like, back in October. You guys, we had a great time.
So cool, so cool. Well, again, thanks for coming on, because we know you got a busy schedule with all the stuff going on. A couple talented people here, folks, and currently working on a film documentary. Documentary. Did I say that right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Voice Louder Than Rock, presented at the New Media Film Festival. Congratulations, guys. So cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so kindly. Yes, it's a rockumentary.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So cool. Yeah, and, you know, this is not easy doing, you know, putting together this stuff, right, guys?
No,
well,
it's not.
Needless to say, it's a lot of work
difficult.
Goes into this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Caleb, what brought you to this point? Mm-hmm. A voice louder than rock.
Boy, oh boy. Well,
yes.
The documentary is based on my autobiography, which is basically my life story, which covers my work in secular music, you know, in rock and roll from the 60s. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm in the 60s. You can relate.
Jim, we can hear you when you're talking.
No, that's not me.
I'm hearing other voices as well. So, okay.
Yeah, for some reason. I'll try to figure it out. Well, nice to meet you.
Okay.
There's somebody else on the line here. Okay.
That's Eric.
Eric, are you on the line, Eric? Okay. All right, so a voice out in the record. Now, you mentioned the 60s. Now, that rings the bell with Retha and I. And Caleb and Bella,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you guys are in that category yet, are you?
Well,
I'm
at the tail end of the baby boom thing. I'm in my late 50s, mid 50s.
Okay, young boomer.
Boomer. Boomers were born between 1946 and 1964,
yeah,
so you qualify.
That's it.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I'm a 59 boomer. I'm good.
All right, you're good.
Yeah.
This is Jesse Kahn. I was just going to jump in here because I wasn't sure whether
Jesse.
You knew I was on the line, too.
Oh, okay. We got Jesse on. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
Hey guys,
hi.
Jesse, you got Retha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rocker with you here, and you got Caleb and Valerie Tucker on the line. This is going to be a fun time. Guys,
Jesse Kahn, producer, list of accomplishments is too long to go through, but gospel artist, musician, songwriter, Artist Music Guild Heritage Awards nominee, 2013-14, just the list goes on and on. Wow. Thanks, Jesse, for coming on. And you got Rita, myself, Jim, and Caleb and Valerie. Hey, guys, this is so cool. And, again, thanks for your time because all you guys are so busy for what you're doing. But, come on, Jesse, just a bit, and we want to hear about Caleb and Valerie. They just came on, too. So it's you guys got the floor.
I appreciate the invitation. I guess you'd call me a baby boomer as well. I was born in 45.
Oh, cool.
And so I grew up during the 50s and the 60s, and there was a strong influence of R&B, I would say, in my musical tastes, and that has influenced my writing still. I'm a gospel artist, but it has that kind of sort of a 60s, 70s horn band sort of sound to it, I guess.
Great.
Well, you mentioned horn. That's, you know, Satchmo is one of my favorites, and I hear you played the horn, too.
Yeah, the horns artists that I admire most are probably, Miles Davis and some of those folks. But when I speak of the horn section chiefly with the R&B that you get out of the 60s and 70s, and I'm a trumpet player as well as a singer and so forth, but so in my recordings I use that sound, usually like a tenor, sax, trombone, and trumpet as punchlines and so forth to add in.
So, Jesse, where are you performing, or where can we pick up your CD or MP3 or?
Well, I'm 70 years old now, so it's not like I'm
7 years young, Jesse.
You're right. I wish. I'm not quite as active as I used to be, but I have a ministry where I, do concerts at churches and that kind of thing. And I have my music available online in CD form or downloads and that kind of thing. And I have a website, and that is jessecannn.com. And the music's available on that website through CD Baby, actually. It's also available on my Facebook page, too.
And a Heritage
awesome.
Award nominee, 3 years. So cool.
The Artist Music Guild is an interesting bunch of folks. It was started about 5 years ago, and it's a networking sort of thing that I joined then. And they have every year a convention in November where they have the awards given out, and usually they bring in some pretty big names to do the awards show. I mean, they don't hand out the awards, but they'll bring in folks like this particular year. They've got Gene Chandler, if you remember him, Duke of Earl.
Oh, you're Duke of Earl.
Yeah, and they had Chubby Checker last year and a couple years, and Evelyn Champagne King is going to be there this year, and Melba Moore, if I remember right. So they bring in some pretty high-powered artists for the show itself, and there's different kind of things that go on during the week, during the convention, seminars and whatnot. So it's a chance for artists to network and hopefully get their music more exposed.
Awesome. Well,
and you mentioned,
Caleb was talking earlier about his life story. Caleb, can we see that somewhere? Is it showing somewhere?
Well, actually, what's happening is they're going to show a preview of it at the New Media International Film Festival tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, are tickets available for that?
I'm sorry?
Are tickets available?
I know they are, but I'm not sure. I would think today would be the last day. And
okay,
so
and what's
go
the
to
name
there.
Of the film festival, and where is it?
New Media
New
Film
Media.
Festival.
Yeah, New Media International Film Festival. You can go to their website and get tickets there.
And what's the name of the film?
A Voice Louder Than Rock.
A Voice Louder Than Rock. Awesome.
Yeah.
And how can people hear your music or find out more about you? Do you have Facebook or whatever?
I'm on Facebook. You can Google my name. There's a ton of stuff on Google, YouTube videos. There's some CDs that are under my name, Caleb Quay. Caleb Quay, Q-U-A-Y-E is the last name. C-A-L-E-B.
C-A-L-E-B, okay.
Yeah. So Google my name. There's a YouTube, bunch of YouTube clips of me and my band and all kinds of stuff there. The movie's not actually finished yet, but we're going to be previewed in the pilot section of the festival tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Which is really exciting. So this is the first time that the project will be put before the eyes of the industry, which I'm really excited about.
That's so cool.
That's wonderful. And Valerie, what do we need to know about you? Valerie, we still have you?
Valerie, where are you at?
Is she there?
You still there, Valerie?
I think
she
we lost Valerie.
Okay.
So, Caleb, this is an exciting, this is kind of, you got the butterflies, so you got so much going on tomorrow?
I just got a text from Val, she got disconnected.
Okay.
But yeah, butterflies, it's kind of surreal because I'm really, I'm brand new to the whole, you know, film and movie side of things. I've been a lifelong music guy, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's taken us 5 years, five almost 6 years to get to this point, and we're to be honest, we're looking to raise some money to get the project finished, and get it out there. I kind of got some butterflies. I honestly don't know what to expect. Everybody that's seen some clips on YouTube, they say it's great, but it's kind of difficult to be objective about a project when you're the subject of it.
Right. A Voice Louder Than Rock presented to
it's to do with my career as a lifelong studio musician and touring musician, and then the testimony of my coming to faith in Christ.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, we only have a couple of more minutes left, so I'd like to hear from both of you, since both of you have apparently done secular music and gospel music. Where do you see the gospel music going in the future? And let's start with Caleb.
Where do I see it going in the future? Oh, boy, that's a huge, huge issue because there's so many different styles and things now, and I think there's so much kind of show, I'll just use the word showbiz, attached to it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where it needs to go is essentially back to its roots. You know, the heart of the gospel message needs to be proclaimed a lot clearer.
We need to clear out the
smoke and the mirrors need to take a back seat, and we need to get to the heart of what is the gospel about. I think the majority of people nowadays, when they think of gospel music, they just think more in terms of a style of music rather than the message behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Caleb,
true. Very good. Jesse, what about you? Where do you think gospel music is going or should be going? I'm with you, Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesse, what do you think?
Yeah, I certainly agree with all those statements because it has become awfully slick. And it seems to me when the industry part of it started back in the 70s and 80s anyway, there was more ministry to it. And that part of it I kind of miss because it wasn't, you know, all about your image and about your slickness of,
yeah.
of the presentation, but it was generally about trying to minister to people. And
yeah.
my own thoughts on that are very similar. I love good music, and whether, you know, I love it when it's well produced and all those things, but it really has to have the heart and soul of the message of Christ and his redemption plainly in that music. To me, that's else why are you doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, it's all about Jesus, and here's the problem. People will wear the cross, and they'll sing about Jesus, and you got people like yourselves getting all this out there in the music world, and yet when you're around somewhere, it's almost like they're a little uneasy saying the name Jesus, and
oh,
because
yeah.
they might
yeah.
think of criticism. Well, you know, here's one that will kind of put that at rest. Jesus said, "For those of you who accept my name in the presence of others, so will I accept yours when you stand beside me in front of my Father. Those of you who
mm-hmm.
reject and shun my name in the presence of others, so will I turn from you when you stand beside me in front of my Father." That's pretty strong. You know? So,
mm-hmm.
hey, I'm not afraid to say, you know, talk about Jesus. You know, that's what it's
yeah,
all
particularly,
about.
Yeah, particularly in the condition of our society right now, the witness needs to be loud and strong and clear, I think.
Yeah, exactly. With confidence and faith and everything. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on, because I know, and Caleb, good luck, and Valerie, I know you guys have a lot to do today, right? To prepare for tomorrow. And Jesse, thanks for coming on, and you know, we're gonna be keeping up with you guys, seeing what's going on, and want to get you back on the show again.
I appreciate
thank
that. Thank you so much.
Okay, right, thank you for coming on.
God bless you all.
Thank you. God
right.
bless you.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that's great.
And that brings us right up. That brings us right up to, I guess we go to tech time, and get ready for Jim.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, you've heard me talk about Uber before. That's the ride-sharing program that's really taken the world by storm. I take Uber to the airport a lot, and when I'm in other cities, I don't have my own automobile, I ride Uber a lot. And I've come to really enjoy the convenience of Uber. But they have a new service called Uber Eats. That's right, they are delivering food in the Uber car. So I'm not sure I want to be in an Uber car after they have delivered somebody's food, but they do have this service. They have a list of restaurants that you can order from. They have some fixed things that they're supposed to be able to get to you in 10 minutes with. Like on Sunday brunch, they have Sunday brunches that they say they can get there in 10 minutes. They have a list of restaurants in your area. And I have to say I used it for the first time yesterday. I ordered from Fatburger, okay, which is one of my favorite hamburger stands, which I hate to stand in line to get the food from. So I ordered a fat burger and some sweet potato fries, and the driver did show up with my meal. I have to say it was not still warm, though. I wasn't thrilled with how the temperature, but it was a fat burger. It was juicy. It tastes great. The sweet potato fries taste great. The driver was courteous. They keep it in a warm bag like they do the pizzas. And they delivered it. So, you know, I don't know how practical it is. I had a $25 coupon that they were giving it out for people to try the service. So I used the coupon, so it really didn't cost me anything. But I have to say it was $17 and change for a hamburger and fries.
Wow.
So I don't know that I saved any gas, but I didn't have to get up and get out of bed to get it. So you might want to check out Uber Eats. If you're really hungry, you don't want to drive, and I don't think there's a service charge connected to the cost of the food. So Fatburger's hamburgers are a little pricey anyway, so they did add the service charge onto it. But if you want your food delivered, try Uber Eats. It's an app just like the Uber app. It's a separate app, but it's just like the Uber app. So that's my tech time. So let's move on to Jim's gem.
Well, Rita, I can't help but this popped in my head when you're talking about Fatburger and traveling around, and I'm picturing you on an Uber eating a hamburger. But what also popped in my head, Marisa, I don't know if you remember this, but the Oscar Wiener car. Do you remember that?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That's what
I'd
really love to be.
Yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, we are interested in who's going to be elected. Okay, we're going to the Republican Democratic
okay,
races.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim. From Jim.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be official there. Get a little intro. But, you know, we are interested in who's going to be president, or most of us. Well, in an article I saw on NBC News, 8 issues that could shape politics in 2016. The 2016 presidential election has largely been defined so far by personal attacks and horse race polling. But significant policy differences exist between candidates, especially Republicans and Democrats. So here's a few issues to watch for in 2016. Number one, the economy and jobs. Elections are usually categorized into one of two compartments, the economy or foreign policy. Two, terrorism, foreign policy. While the rise of ISIS, the terror attacks in Paris, and San Bernardino increased tension with Russia, a nuclear deal with Iraq, the prolonged involvement of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and the, you know, you got the military in Syria. The importance of foreign policy, especially terrorism, is a critical issue for voters. Okay, what do we got for number three? Drumroll, federal deficit and budget. Of course, you know, look at, we're sitting on $19 trillion in debt. Government spending is a top priority for Republicans. According to a Pew Research, 8 in 10 Republicans said the budget is very important to the vote. Only 6 in 10 Democrats thought it was very important. And I'll just wrap up with the final, you know, shapes, the final issues, guys. Come on. What are the issues? We all have issues on our mind. Well, Wall Street, health care, immigration, environment and global warming, and guns. And you got to figure, what's your main concern? Whatever it is, check out the person that you think you want to support and vote for and see if it's in their agenda. There you go, Reese. Puff, puff. And tomorrow's the day, Reese. Super Tuesday.
It is. It is. California. Even though they said California counts for the first time, it really doesn't count that much. Hillary just needs a very few votes. Trump has already gotten the nomination. So it's still more important than it ever has been probably in the past, but it's not going to be any, you know, astounding thing happening on California.
No earth shaking. But, anyway,
so,
you know, guys, we're about out of time again, Reetha, and I tell you, it just goes so fast, and it's exciting. Every week that goes by, there's so much news, so much happening out there, and, you know, we're anxious to, you know, tomorrow we got A Voice Louder Than Rock presented at the New Media Film Festival for Caleb Valerie Tucker, and Jesse, thanks for coming on. We want to have you guys on again. And Reetha, you got a busy week planned?
Well, I'm working tomorrow, and I probably can't say what I'm working on until it actually airs or gets ready to air. But I am working tomorrow, and who knows? And I was supposed to be working at the polls, so I'm not going to be able to work at the polls. I've been working at the polls for years now, and this will be the first time that I've missed. But the show must go on, so I'm back to show news. But I just want to say Easy Way Broadcasting is, you know, got so much stuff going on. You can reach us, radioboomerslive.com is our site. We're on Facebook, Radio Boomers Live. You can get the Easy Way app.
text 21777.
Yeah. Well, you're right. The text number is 21777 on your cell phone, and text Easy Way, and they will
send you
the information about the app and Access membership, Easy Way magazine. It's up online. I think you can still order hard copies. There's just so much going on. And don't forget to vote tomorrow. If you're in California, don't forget to vote.
Don't forget to vote. If you're registered, Rita, you got to register. I mean, that has
You had to do that at least 11 days ago. So, but you can still register for the final election in November. If you,
November.
If you missed the primary, you can still register for the November final ballot.
That's right. So
we're really out of time, Jim. It's been great as always. We will be back here next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
And
like clockwork? Tomorrow, or Wednesday, game 3 with the Warriors and Cavaliers. I know you'll be anxiously waiting to see that. And guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will be looking forward to you next Monday. And we have some more interesting guests coming on. So come on aboard, guys. And Rita, enjoy your day tomorrow. And don't forget, take a little time, vote, guys. And till then, stay in shape, be fit, eat well, and remember the age scenario. It's just the way in which you think determines the outcome. Think young, stay young. So long, guys. Till next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.